With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It was a Sunday morning, 82 years ago today. America suffered its worst attack in its history. On Monday, December 8th, President Franklin Roosevelt appeared before Congress.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
More than 2,400 Americans were killed, at least 1,000 others wounded in the surprise attack. Nearly two dozen naval vessels damaged or sunk, some 200 aircraft destroyed. As part of Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, American flags are being flown at half-staff. Also at SRNNews.com, Republican presidential hopefuls would at each other in the latest GOP presidential debate.
The large crowd here at the fourth debate clearly supporting Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And while he garnered the loudest applause, he's way behind frontrunner Donald Trump, who was not here on stage at the University of Alabama. Tom Bevin, president and co-founder of RealClearPolitics.com, says so far DeSantis not connecting with voters.
He has tried to be the Trump alternative in trying to win over Trump voters while attacking Donald Trump. And that's really a tough sell. He's ended up alienating more people than winning them over.
Laura Winters, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
On Wall Street, stocks have been trading higher. The Dow is up 97 points and the NASDAQ adding 189 points. This is SRN News. Men are really cleaning up in women's cycling.
Both the gold and the silver medals at the single speed competition of this month's Illinois State Cyclocross Championship went to men. Cycling federations have been especially welcoming to transgender athletes. As a result, men are beginning to dominate women's races. Legendary tennis champion Martina Navratilova doesn't like it, delivering an ex post that reads, quote, "More mediocre males taking podium places from female athletes." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Wisconsin judge has reaffirmed her ruling that state law permits consensual medical abortions after the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade reactivated the state's 1849 abortion ban. That ban prohibits attacking a woman in an attempt to kill her unborn child, but does not apply to consensual medical abortions. This is SRN News. Turkish President Erdogan is visiting Greece in an effort to mend strained relations between the two countries.
It really didn't go well last time. When Turkey's President Erdogan visited Greece in 2017, he started by questioning Greek sovereignty over islands in the Aegean Sea. Only last year, Mr. Erdogan hinted that Turkish troops might attack disputed territory and said he wouldn't speak to the Greek Prime Minister ever again. Relations improved, however, when Turkey suffered a devastating earthquake and Greece provided substantial assistance. The two leaders are now due to discuss trade and immigration, areas of mutual interest which may take priority over historic grievances.
BBC correspondent Paul Moss. In Russia, a girl shot several classmates before killing herself at a school in the city of Bryansk, officials so far with no motive. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.